Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Lagos Talks 91.3. It's time for Everyday Money Matters, your financial advisory program. As I always say, if money matters to you every day, then you should be listening to Everyday Money Matters. But do be reminded, Everyday Money Matters is a financial literacy program, and such answers to questions should not be considered as financial advice, but merely opinions of our guests. Kindly consult your financial advisor for your personal, business, financial-related issues. Now that we have that out of the way, time to give you the numbers. Yes, if you want to call in and ask questions about finances, do call any of these numbers live. 0809-191-3913 and 0809-222-0913. Also do try 0809-234-5913 or contact us via social media at LagosTalks913 on Twitter. Use the hashtag EMM and don't forget to add Naira Metrics as well. We have the money people in the building this morning. Dre Obijuku, looking stylish as usual. And Tosi Olasede. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Fela Sadiq.
Yeah, I love it, man. Sounds love it. The energy, the vibe.
Nice combo.
It's lovely. It's lovely. It's not bad. It's kind
I
of shocking.
I thought
as well.
This was a shrine, though.
Oh, really?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Forget about all these things. Don't worry.
And then, so on second thought, I kind of also just realized, okay, I guess Sadiq is doing all this because of the new minimum wage.
Like, oh, really? Actually, yeah.
Oh, my God.
No. I'm happy that I'm going
to not for you, people. For
207. Who says I don't earn minimum wage? How do you know?
No, but this new one is not for you. It's 207.
Okay, so
it's
207.
To take time.
Oh wait, but I was hearing
it's
something about 7. It 30 and it 24,000.
It's 30.
It's 30,000.
It's 30.
Yeah.
All right.
I approved 30,000.
So for public,
so that's like almost double. Well, almost double. Oh, like 60%.
60%.
So wait, so for public and private,
that's
the same
huge
amount.
Increase, man.
That's massive, actually.
I didn't even have this kind of massive increase before.
Yeah, so people should celebrate.
So inflation might go up. So the price of money will go up.
That's another thing. A lot of people have been saying that prices will go up. And some people have said prices won't go up. Please.
It all depends, though. Prices go up if the disposable income of civil servants increase, I mean, if this sort of, you know, impacts very highly positively on disposable income of civil servants, then prices might go up because it means civil servants have a lot more money to spend. But if civil servants have been underwater, meaning that they are actually just barely surviving, then this won't really do much. It just means that they'll just, you know, like
have a little breathing space.
Aggregate demand might not go up that much. So if aggregate demand doesn't really go up, then inflation won't. Just, you know, because at the end of the day, inflation is driven by demand. So if demand is really high and supply is low, then prices go up.
Yeah.
So, but if demand is just still, you know, at that kind of equilibrium, then you won't see a lot of price increase. So that's what we're hoping, though.
Well, yeah, interesting, I mean, interesting. Yeah.
Still talking about inflation, like, you know, for Nigeria, how they came about inflation numbers is that 50% of whatever is used in the basket to weight the inflation rate is spent on food. If we go by that theory or that logic that the average Nigerian or the people that are earning minimum wage are spending 50% of their income on food.
Yes.
They're now getting more money and they're going to be spending more money on food. More money be chasing those food. So if that happens, then we might actually see those numbers come through.
So was this actually a good thing in the long run? I mean, the raising the minimum wage, do the benefits outweigh?
Yeah, man. You know, if you're okay, so let's look at it this way: if you're in a country that has been basically in an economy that is nearly depressed, you just got out of a recession. People are still a little bit afraid to spend. Businesses are cutting down on capex, even though the outlook has been good for a lot of manufacturers. If you go by the CBN's PMI, that's the Purchasing Managers Index. So typically, when you have wage increases like that, there's a bit of more spending. People have money to go around, and when money goes around, economic activity picks up. A little bit inflation is also good for GDP growth rates. We're hoping that it's not going to be rapid.
Okay,
as in the inflation won't be that rapid.
Yeah.
So in a way, it's good because remember, GDP is made up of consumption expenditure, investments, and government spending. So government spending is likely to go up because of this. And consumption expenditure is actually likely to go up because of, you know, wage increases from civil servants. So the multiplier effect might be good on the longer now. But where there's probably going to be a problem is if government spending is going up and revenue is not going up. So government is not collecting enough from taxes, right? And then maybe not pumping enough oil. We can't continue to be at 2 million barrels per day. So if you start to move up to 2.3, 2.4, 2.5, then government deficit routines out. and then at the end of the day, it's all good. So it's a bit of
It can work, it can go the other way.
So I just hope that, I mean, the people who came up with this really did their math well, because
yeah.
I mean, they promised to sit down and really do their math and make sure that, look, okay, you know, we're going to run the deficit for another year or two, but we really have to stop. We've been running deficits for about 8 years now.
Yeah, it's really
deficits and a racking up debts. So that's why we're at 70 odd billion, you know, in terms
of man, thank you for explaining that as well.
Debt,
right. So do we go straight into the question? Any other thing happening in the news that we need to touch on? Mm-hmm. Anything?
Okay, yeah,
a lot in the banking sector. There were rumors of some banks that had issues, but I mean, like, it were all rumors. They mentioned 10 banks. Some people said this bank ABC. Mm-hmm. I mean, but no, TBN hasn't actually mentioned any bank. And, and guys, remember, this was a report that should have been out in June, July, yes, in the year. So things have probably changed since then. Some of those banks have probably shut up their capital.
Okay.
I don't think any bank is going to go under in this country. I mean, gone are the days of, you know, the last time you had a full bank in Nigeria. That was like Savannah Bank.
That was eons ago.
Exactly. Yeah. So the CBN don't look like they're gonna let any bank fail. I doubt that's gonna happen. So,
we're safe. I shouldn't worry, I'm panicking about.
So, worst that they can do is just inject capital into that bank and let it stay afloat.
Yeah, and in the cement space, we had a merger. I mean, they've already sort of announced it in June, but now they issued another letter. So CCNN and Kalamata Cement are merging together. Mm. And since CCNN's shares literally is on a full fall after they issued that paper that these two companies are going to merge.
Okay.
It used to be owned only by BUA, so now both of them are coming together to become one company.
Interesting. Yeah. Right.
Interesting deals.
Yeah. Let's go into the questions for the day. And do be reminded, you can call in if you have questions about finances, and also you can send your messages via social media. Let's look at this one here. It says,
"Oh, by the way, though, questions for listeners.
What
you gonna do with the excess or the extra money from the minimum wage? What are you gonna do with it?
That's actually
for Christmas. Are you gonna invest in treasury bills? Are you going to spend it on something?
Treasury
bills? What are you gonna do with that extra?"
You do know it's 30K, right?
The extra 12,000. No, but it's,
$12,000 multiplied by 12 is
not even that. Okay. There's an article that's gonna come out on Iometrics soon. Mm-hmm. Working on it. We've been working on it for some days now.
Yeah.
Minimum wage increase, mm-hmm, even though it's called minimum wage,
yeah,
actually favors those who are in level 12 and above.
Because there's going to be a knock-on effect.
There is a multiplier effect.
So is it going to increase with the same percentage?
Everybody's salary goes up.
So the same 60%?
Remember.
We should discuss that later. But
really?
Yeah. So everyone is getting the same, like 60?
Yeah, so everybody's going to get bumped up.
Wow.
So, and you know how it is, our salaries are kind of like progressive.
Yeah.
So the higher you go, the more you earn and
so
all that.
So some people are going to be earning almost double their salaries.
Maybe.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't actually look at
that. So what are you going to do with that extra income? They're going to tax it too, though. Your taxes will also go up as well, though, by the way. Yeah. A lot of people hit the 20%.
The taxable plan. Mark.
Yeah.
Interesting. So then again, then the government is still benefiting at the end of the day.
Well, we are, though.
Interesting.
The taxes don't go to the government, they go to the states.
States are committed to pay us. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Right, let's go to the questions. Says, good morning. Please, I'd like to know which Nigerian banks you think are best for foreign currency accounts and your opinion on buying the yuan. Or yuan.
I've seen a lot of people, somebody did a long thread talking about how investing in the dollars is not the best thing, that everybody should not start buying yuan.
Why?
Guys, like, literally, there's something called, arbitration, right?
Yeah.
Arbitrage. Meaning, if there was really an opportunity to profit between all those different currency, they would deliberately eliminate it. So that way, people are not running back and forth.
With different currencies.
Exactly. Take your naira into the market today to buy yuan, and if you go and change it like in another 1 month or 2 months' time, it's going to give you approximately the same thing. They deliberately do it in such a way so that way nobody's actually profiting from that arbitrage.
That's the differences between the currencies.
Exactly, the differences between the currencies. So saving in dollars, saving in yuan.
Another
argument that people can then look at it from is from a point of how soon do we see the yuan getting devalued compared to that of the dollar. But if they've had a relatively strong currency over time, I'm really trying to understand why everybody's going around now talking about, oh, you should please.
Did they have anything to do with the CBN and the agreement with the Chinese government with regards currency swapping?
There's always been some craze with currency trading or investing in currency and always some kind of currency in your basket. But you know, mm-hmm. these things are actually for people who, you know, really, really have deep pockets.
Exactly.
Right. So yeah, and then who are probably trying to hedge against kind of portfolio that they hold. Yeah.
Okay.
So for example, if you're somebody who imports, you know, a lot from China, mm-hmm. then it kind of makes sense for you to hold some of your investments in yuan, because of the kind of deals Nigeria has with China.
Okay.
Right. And remember, that deal expires as well. So it's not like that deal
is indefinite.
Yeah, it's indefinite. Oh, okay. Expires. So you might want to do that. If you're somebody who imports a lot from the UK, US dollars, from the US, you might want to hold. I mean, it's always good to hold a basket of foreign currency, but I mean, like, you can't have 1 million, like, you answered like Sadiq, and once you want to hold then 20% of it.
Yeah.
Sorry, don't worry.
They don't even have access to a forward contract. I understand that during when we had a crisis on Nigeria with the interest rate and the currency moving up and down, and people can then have a forward contract. You then say that, you know, I'm going to pick it at 300.
We
don't have that forward contract. I don't understand this obsession now with your 500k. Like, no disrespect. I'm just trying to understand.
Right. Okay. So, except you are in the humongous amounts region, then this shouldn't really be a concern.
No, man. Look, just you know, invest in something else. And yeah. I mean, nothing wrong with holding a little bit of dollars, but please don't think it's gonna make you a billionaire.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fair enough. This is from Fred. Fred is from Iyanawara, and he says, "Hi, Ugo, Dre, and Tosi. I'm interested in investing in corporate bonds. How do I get started? Who can I talk to? Please advise."
We've had a recording, we can't get tired, we gotta respond to all questions.
Yes.
We want to take a shot at this.
Okay, so we don't want to call names, so just go to your asset management company, mm-hmm. and then, okay, so what are asset management companies? So you have your commercial banks, like the regular big banks, right? And then you have all the ones that actually look at the investment arm. Yeah, just send them an email, you understand, and you know, you want to buy bonds, you don't need to leave your office or physically go there. Everything can be done online, and then it's just an investment pocket that could be transacted via email online.
Nice. So it's no stressful thing.
No stressful thing. Just shoot an email.
Okay, that's fair enough. Let's move on. This says, "Hello, sir. Trust you had a restful night. Please, I need your advice on an issue. Where can I invest 50 million to earn substantial returns?"
That's not kind of
invest guy. In my life. I promise you, please returns.
Don't.
But not substantial.
Do not.
Of course not. Yeah, of course
please
not.
Please do not.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
Sadiq.
Yeah, that's
fine. But this is our kind of guy.
Yes, this is your kind
of guy. What's his
name
again? Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine?
What is his name again? Can we call him?
50 million.
What's his name?
He didn't leave a name.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe this.
I'm not telling you the name, but I keep the phone number. Sorry, let's go on. Move on. How do you advise this our friend?
So, I mean, like, you're so cool. You know you're cool. Like, you're really so cool.
Hey, hello. Are you talking about me?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Whoever that is, the guy or girl, you are so cool.
Yeah, 50 million.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can just this way, you know, you say your money work for you.
The money
just works. I mean, like, you do nothing and the money just comes to you.
So if you have 50 million, you can just relax and do nothing.
Yep. I make a cool 6 million every year doing nothing. Just sit down.
Really, Ugo Dre, 6 million. So that means this person still has to have a day job.
Of course. You have 50 million, this person will come to invest.
Yeah,
probably won't rent 50 or something.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
You're right. But another thing is, I mean, you can still diversify. I understand, like, you know, you can go for the passive 6 million and all that. You can still diversify, you know.
Don't diversify anything. Just enjoy your cash. I'm sure you probably have real estate somewhere and you used to. Real estate can't give you 13% ever.
It's time to go through
it. I don't do stocks now, please.
Go through it.
Just enjoy it.
On the long term. On the long term, real estate can give you more than 13%. On the long term.
Yes, on the long term. But we are talking about short term.
Short term. Okay,
yeah. We're talking short term. This is quick money now.
This is quick money. Okay, fair enough.
Just like
enjoy your 6 million.
Make your 6 million. Like, I mean, enjoy it.
Right. I think I need to go and print t-shirts. Yeah. I have 50 million. So that's.
And then if you actually really want to even, you know, get 12 million, I mean, you can even like, okay, let's just say 10 million.
10 million.
Yeah, 8-10 million. I mean, you can do FGN bonds. That's some very good corporate bonds.
Okay. That's
7%.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. So this
and then just end that for over 2 years, and then I mean you can do something else with your cash, man.
Interesting. I mean, yeah. You need to make
cool money. No fools.
We'll go drink and be our friends.
You know, you need to get involved in all these developers and their issues. You gotta give money to developer, and then the house is not ready in 2 years, and in 2 years, and they keep telling you stories. House never finished. Or blah 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 blah. Especially experience. No issues. Just.
We'll get this
kind of money.
We'll get there. Right, another question. Thank you very much.
You know what? I thought you guys were the talking about tsunamis.
Yes.
No, we want it. It's there. But hey, these things happen.
You guys are being subdued. I can't believe it.
No, how excited you are at the 50 million. I barely even mentioned it. I just have 50 million. Hey, yes. This is what I'm talking about. Calm down. I had that 50, I won't even tell you. The excitement is too much. Oh, right, let's move on to another question. This says, I have 100K. Welcome. Yes, we're here. He said 100K.
Okay.
What's the frequency of 100K?
Well, he just says, I have 100K saved up. Where can I invest it in the next 6 months?
Like, he wants a return in the next 6 months? Okay, I just want to quickly
Or maybe he just wants to, as in, at least leave the money fallow for 6 months. Maybe
6 months.
Possibly.
I mean, you can also get treasury bills for 6 months. You can explore agricultural technology. Google it. There are lots of options out there. Okay. You also have 6 months option. And then I just want to quickly address this whole 6 month thing. You know, we run Money Africa. A lot of people come to your inbox. So I want to invest money for 1 month. I want to invest money for 2 months. I'm like, guys, if you're not talking about a bulk sum of money.
Yeah.
A 1 million and 50 million and co. Like, we really need to stop thinking about this whole short-term thing.
Okay.
Investment is not MMM. And I'm not saying that. I mean, I understand that there's a role for short-term investment. Oh, yeah, there's a role for long-term investment. Definitely. But the attitude or the energy that I can tell that there's no long-term. Yeah, there's no long-term plan. It's always just, when am I going to get in the next 3 months? And we need to stop, you know, thinking. We need to start thinking.
So except it's a very high volume of money, then you can do short-term.
But yeah, then short-term will make sense. Let's do a quick math with these treasury bills now.
Okay.
So let's say you put in a treasury bill. That's what, 12% for a year, but it's only going to be there for 6 months. So guess how much you're going to get? 6,000 naira over a space of 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like.
So what I like to say is that, I mean, now you guys are out in my corner. You're in my corner. The point is that it depends on how. Depends on your age as well, right? So I always say, if you're young, if you're below 30, in fact, below 35, come on, take some risk, man. You gotta take some risk. Be aggressive with your investing. It's good to have a bit of passive income. It's all part of having a diversified portfolio. Give fund managers some of your money to invest for you long term. They're probably better at it. Increase the amount you also invest in your pension fund.
Yes.
It's called... Voluntary contribution.
So
you know your employer takes the 10%. I think 10%? You do 8%. So you can also match your employer at 10% or 11%. Do that as well. Make sure you have a very good pension fund manager who gives you good returns. And then you now have a bit of your cash and say, okay, you know what? Now I want to start to invest myself and take some risk. So like Tosi said, you can go to more very conservative treasury bills. I mean, that's probably what 100K can get you. You probably won't be able to get bonds with 100K.
Yeah.
So 100K, you can do treasury bills, pooled treasury bills, remember?
Yeah,
so do treasury bills with that. Probably might not get commercial papers. Then you can do stocks as well, right?
Okay.
So yeah, it's a bit riskier.
Yeah, much riskier.
You lose money, but you can make a lot more, you know, if you get your bets right. So follow the right people that, you know, talk about stock market, very good stock pickers, try and follow them. You know, read a lot about companies and learn a lot about how to invest in the stock market. If you're very, very good at it, you can actually triple that money in 3 months.
But
of course, there are a lot of fintech companies as well who do a lot of lending stuff. If you can place money with them at 3% per month and all that, and then some of them are not that bad, and then you get a return. you know, in 3 months and then pull it out. It can be risky, but I mean, like I said, you're young, so I mean, this is the time to take a lot of, you want good offer, isn't it? So you're going to take a lot of that risk. There's greater companies, like you said, as well. Some of them are not doing badly, too.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that's like somebody's farm in Kano that you don't know technology and all that.
Nice.
If you do it well, you're lucky, the money comes in. You know what I mean? So, and then cryptocurrency as well. I mean, it's currently the market is down now. But it's probably an opportunity as well to pick up some very good cryptocurrency assets. There's some good ones out there. Mm-hmm. You can pick them, put it in your portfolio. You're young now, so it's just time for you just to start acquire, but take a lot of risk. Take some risk, some measured risk, I mean, compared to the kind of return that you want.
Okay.
And then you can also have all this passive income just to hedge against your bets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what I would. So if you're younger than 35, just do that, man. Don't be sadic, please.
What do you mean? I'm just a cautious human being, please.
Right. Don't be sadic.
this is interesting. It says his name is Bad Guy from Bariga. Interesting name. Yeah, he says, I want to invest wisely, bonds, treasury bills, and from your knowledge and experience, I need a guide on how, what, and the best way to go about it, or kindly advise on what I can do. I'm working, just want to build a future financially.
Yeah, I'm very happy he's asking those questions because I think a lot of mistake people do is that they just really jump into it without understanding it.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Knowledge is very critical. You actually just need to read and understand how it works.
Okay.
So I guess a very good point to go from is your inflation. What is your benchmark?
Okay.
So basically, inflation, like we said previously, it measures the increases in prices of goods and services.
Yeah.
So we want to, at the very minimum, end from our investment mm-hmm. what inflation is going to give us. So that way we can preserve the value of that money.
Of the money. Yeah.
So the minute you've understood that, you can then know that certain assets, their basic job is to fight inflation. So I'm talking about treasury bills.
Okay.
I'm talking about bonds. I'm talking about money market. Fund. It's going to fight inflation for you and preserve the value of your money. Mm-hmm. If you want to get wealthy, news to check, flash, it's not treasury bills, money market, mutual fund, and all of that.
It's not the way. Okay.
So basically, it's just a way to help you save your money and also fight inflation.
So
that's the job those instruments
do.
So then, Okoji also mentioned previously, then they also have your other risk assets. So I kept telling people, I was reading the research, and this is how wealthy people invest.
Mm-hmm.
They put about 35% of their income in safety. So I'm talking cash, I'm talking bonds, and I'm talking real estate.
Okay.
So these are,
those are
safe,
the safe and secure
exactly,
ways.
Exactly, safe and secured ways. So if anything happens,
at least
have something to fall back
that
on.
That 35%.
Yes, and then you have other, you can't have other room to take measured risk. So each to itself, just because whatever you do, ensure that a portion of it is in some kind of safe.
And then a portion is something that involves the risk. So you're getting the higher returns.
Absolutely.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Right, let's go to the phone. Oh, wow. Oh, no. We actually can't because we run out of time.
Jeez. No calls today. This is the first time I'm not taking calls.
Actually, no, there were calls, but the gist was too sweet. I do apologize. I just couldn't break the flow. I'm so sorry, but we'll take the calls next week, all right? Thank you. Final messages to the beautiful people of Lagos. What do you have to say to them? Yeah,
Christmas is about the corner. I hope you're planning. Because January is known to be the month of drought. So just plan in such a way that you don't go into January naked. You can follow us on Money Africa on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. We have a very interactive platform.
Nice. Ugo Dre? Yes, any advice on
not
being naked?
I think this is November, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's usually Black Friday or whatever.
It's happening already.
No, it's going to happen. I think it's like the end of the month, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we have our own version of Black Fridays in Nigeria, so where we spend a lot of money on merchandise and stuff. So be careful. Money's good to spend. I mean, we work very hard all through the year. This is the time to start to buy your gifts for your children, for family and friends.
A little bit. And especially ahead of Christmas, this is the final dip before all the prices go up. So actually, this is the best
time to pick up things that you need to pick up, this month, try and do that. So you don't start to do it in December when prices are up.
True.
But like Tosi said, be careful. This is going to be a special, December is going to be a special Christmas edition. So we've been talking a lot about saving during Christmas. Would you say do that?
Yeah, three clips up, three clips down.
Send us questions. I think you have our WhatsApp number ready. This is the website www.diametrics.com. I am out of here.
Just because and we'll discuss this next week. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for another fabulous edition of Everyday Money Matters. Money.
money.